Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And last night, your team played toe-to-toe against the number two team, Wisconsin. What was your take on last night's game after you watched video?
Well, I was really pleased with our effort overall. I thought we played hard. We were extremely competitive. The keys that we talked about in the areas of our game that we needed to be good at, I thought we were, and those included just having a good start, being on our toes, because when you're on your toes, it reflects in both sides of the game, both defensively and offensively. I just thought we had good jump, and we did a pretty good job on our end of picking people up away from the puck. Certainly Wisconsin had some zone time, like I mentioned, but it wasn't continuous where we were just scrambling, and I attribute that to our defense and moving, getting back and moving the puck up quickly. And I thought we did a pretty good job of minimizing our turnovers. Certainly one area we want to get better at tonight is getting the puck to the net and getting people to the net.
There are a lot of positives from last night's game for your team. One of them that I have known over the years is this team's always very good at the penalty kill. Last night you kept Wisconsin from getting those power play goals, and your team right now with its seventh straight penalty kill so far going into today. What do you credit that strength that your team has in the penalty kill?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, your goalie has to be your best penalty killer, and certainly our goaltending has been very, very good. And Britt was outstanding last night and made the saves when she had to. But Coach Amber Fricklin does a great job with the penalty kill. She works real hard at it and really gives the girls a pretty good idea of what our opponents are doing. And I thought she did that again with Wisconsin. And it's just, you know, a penalty kill, you know, our goal is to outwork their power play. And I thought our girls did a pretty good job of that. You know, they got in shooting lanes. They had active sticks. They closed when they had to. I thought they did a good job when they on the forecheck, when they read it. I remember Caitlin Tugas doing a good job of forechecking. And that just eats the time off the clock when they do a good job at that. So, you know, the group takes pride in it. And they work hard. And like I said, Brittany was our best penalty killer.
Besides your goaltending, obviously your defense has come up big this year. Eighth in scoring defense in the country right now, only giving up a little over a goal and a half per game, despite that 5-1 loss last Friday night. What do you credit the success on your defensive side?
Well, again, you know, that stat is a team stat. You know, it's not just the goalie, not just the defenseman, but it's you know, all six girls on the ice playing as a unit. Everybody doing their job, and one of our goals was we wanted to be hard to play against and be hard to play against on our end. And again, it's a lot of times teams will spend time in our zone, but if we're doing our job, we're going to keep them on the perimeter. We're going to be in the shooting lanes. We're going to have good sticks, and then once we turn that puck over, then we got to get it going the other way. Again, it's you know, certainly from the goaltending on out, but I thought all of our defense did a real nice job last night. And our forwards were doing their job as well.
Usually most teams have a home ice advantage. When you're playing a team like Wisconsin who hasn't lost in 14 straight road games, how do you get a win at home against a team like that?
Well, certainly that's credit to them. It's credit to Coach Johnson and his staff that they have that kind of streak, and that's a sign of a very, very good hockey team first and foremost. You know, I thought that what they did last night so well was they really made it hard for us to get to the net. When we had shots, you know, she had a pretty good view of them, the goalie. So I think sometimes we made it a little easier for her in terms of where we shot the puck. Basically, she was able to catch it. You know, we just need to try to create more traffic in front of her, what we call trying to create chaos. And you do that by taking the puck to the net and going to the net. And when you do that, then you never know. You might be able to pick up what we call greasy goals, and that's what we need to do.
I know your team didn't get a ton of shots on net, only 15 last night, but you had a number of breakaway two-on-one chances and some great power play opportunities, including the one that did go in, which was Christine Grenier's power play goal. What do you need to do on offense today going against this Badger squad?
Well, again, you know, first it starts with moving our feet, moving the puck, trying to get their defensemen to get, you know, move laterally a bit, which may create some seams. But we need to do a better job of getting the puck to the net, because last night, and we showed them this morning in video, we had, I want to say, four or five outnumbered situations, you know, not a clear-cut two-on-one, but it you know, a two-on-one with a back checker in close proximity, but we never got the puck to the net. You know, we tried to make a pass. Some of the passes either didn't connect, or we threw it just behind and we hit a skate, or or something. Either way, we did not get the puck to the net, and that's what we need to do tonight is get the puck to the net, throw it at her feet, create some rebounds, and create some traffic, and see if we can't like I say, create some chaos and find a loose puck and get it by her.
I know a lot of times players will be selfless, and they pass it off when they really should have taken the shot. How do you teach that?
Well, it's something we talk about, no question, because last night Steph Anderson was in a great spot. She's she has probably our best shot on our team, and she tried to make a play. She tried to go goal mouth, and that was one of the situations I was talking about. We didn't even get a shot on net. That just comes with a mindset. We tell them sometimes the best pass is a shot on goal because, now you're going to create a rebound. So we just have to keep talking to them, and hopefully when they see that opportunity, it'll click with them, and they'll get the puck to the net.
Not only is hockey a game of skill, it's also a game of luck, and the last couple of games you've had some goals waved off. How do you keep your team positive in those kind of situations?
Well, we just said, that's a call. They made it, and we can't, it's done with. We can't be bothered. We just got to keep playing. And I tell them the same thing I was telling you. Hopefully those kind of calls will equal out as the year goes on.
Any changes to your lineups tonight?
Yeah, we have. First, Erin Dieters will go in goal. Again, she's been outstanding in her previous starts, and hopefully she'll be again tonight. We've inserted Alex Bond back on the blue line, and Riley Fawcett will play again and get her second game tonight, and Janessa Filipczak will be back in the lineup.
What's the one thing your team needs to do to get a win today?
Well, we have to go in with a mindset that Wisconsin's going to be better, so we need to be better. And it's really going to be important that we take it 20 minutes at a time, one period at a time, focus on the first period and the first period alone. But we're going to need that same energy level. We're going to need to have real good puck management, but we need to do a better job of getting the puck to the net and creating some traffic in that area.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.